Well, folks, here we are again, and lately I've had a few phone calls and people asking me to explain the difference between what is called neurocognitive therapy and psychology of mind. Now, there is a vast, vast difference. It's like night and day. They're not even in the same ballpark, eh? Psychology of mind is based upon three basic principles. These three basic principles are mind, consciousness, and thought. From these three basic principles, the perfect psychology is formed. Now, people have been phoning me up and saying, well, what about this neocognitive therapy? Now, neocognitive simply means new thought. Now, if you can put new thoughts in like that and change it, it's not a fix. You can come up with anything. Now, somebody told me that what they believe in, that thought creates a reality. That's one principle. People vary in their consciousness. That's another principle. People live in separate realities. That's another principle. And emotions, that's another one. Well, truly, whatever they believe, they believe. But those four things that I just mentioned have absolutely nothing whatsoever to do with psychology of mind. Now, can you imagine if emotions are one of the main principles, how many emotions do you think are in this world? There are literally millions. So you've lost it there already. Believe me, if you stick to mind, consciousness, and thought, here is where you will have the perfect psychology. You see, emotions, they're elements, not principles. And what we're trying to do is stick to the principles. And if you go away from those principles, I can assure you, you're going to fail. Because it becomes a hodgepodge. Again, you get back to psychology becoming a philosophy, not a science. And this is what a few doctors in the United States are really starting to realize nowadays, that you can turn psychology into a science. And to turn it into a science, you got to have basic principles. And definitely, an emotion is not a principle. Or seeing separate realities is not a principle. They're, as I said before, they're elements. So if you want a perfect science, if you want to turn psychology from a philosophy into a science, into an actual working science, you have to go from mind, consciousness, and thought. Now, if you vary at all from any of those three principles, again, you're into a personal philosophy. And that's what the beauty is. A lot of the therapists and doctors throughout the world now are finding that to have a philosophy is of no value, because it's just your personal own opinion. And if there's a billion people, they all have their own personal opinion. So we've got to bring it down to where it's a work in science. And if you vary from that, then you get away from that science. It's like any other science in the world. They've got principles. They've got mathematics has got a basic principle. Science has got a basic principle. And if they vary from that, then you get the wrong answer. And that's exactly the same with psychology of mind. Now, I know that people have been taught wrongly in the past that there is four basic principles, the four I just mentioned, the wrong ones, and please look at that. This is why a lot of people are failing, because if you go along with this, these four basic principles of neocognitive therapy, then you have to memorize everything that you're ever going to say in your life. And this is where humanity gets stuck in time, with their intellect repeating it over and over again, instead of coming from the three basic principles that lie within every human soul in the world. Because it does. This is where it comes from. It comes from within. You know, the wise have always told us to look within, and this is what we should do. We look inside ourselves for the wisdom that lies deep in our consciousness somewhere. Bring it out. Not the intellect. Because if you start to bring this intellect out and these four principles, supposedly four principles of neocognitive therapy, then before you know it, you'll start to vegetate. And without a shadow of a doubt, you're going to fail. This is the difference between psychology being alive in the now and being a repeat of yesterday's memory. You see, the psychology of mind with the three basic principles, this is where all doctors can agree. It's a foundation to the perfect psychology. That's what it is. It's the very foundation. And when you have a foundation and you vary from that foundation, then you're going to collapse. It's that simple. Now let's see if we can explain this a little bit clearer. Mind, or mastermind if you will, is the totality of all intelligence in this world. Consciousness is the ability to understand and see creation. And it is thought that bridges the gap between mind and consciousness, and in turn brings our separate realities, our emotions, and all our feelings. As a matter of fact, without those three basic principles, there wouldn't even be reality. Without thought, there would be no reality. Without consciousness, there'd be no reality. Without mind, there'd be no reality. There'd be a void. Well, folks, I'd really like to thank you, and I hope you get a little bit of clearer understanding about the principles behind psychology of mind and the dangers of going into emotions, separate realities, and calling them principles. Thank you.